Welcome to the Plus Podcast by Skyfallen. In this episode, we'll be discussing the game consoles and computers. It's the war that has existed since the birth of game consoles and still continues to go on to get today. Today, here is my guest, Alper. Welcome. Say hi.
Hello there. So, we'll talk about PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and the PC Master Race. I like consoles and he likes PCs, and we'll talk and discuss about them in this episode of the Plus Podcast.
So we're starting off with PlayStation 5. It's the latest from the Sony side. Alper, could you brief us about PlayStation 5 quickly?
First, we need to talk about PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X because they are the newest additions to the console side. So, they have very new AMD specs, like computer specs. They are pretty close to PC Master Race counterparts. They have a Zen 2 CPU. For those who don't know, this is the last-gen AMD processor, but still very new. Only 1 year old, and we also have Navi 2 AMD GPUs, which are pretty powerful and can beat very new RTX graphics cards. Like, they're pretty close with them, and they can do ray tracing, and we'll talk about that in a bit. So they're pretty powerful, like I said, at least for today's specs and standards.
Okay,
so let's talk about PS5 first.
Okay. Well, I'd like to start off with a few points. We will refer to the PlayStation 5's version with CD. We won't be referring to the digital-only version. We'll talk about it later specifically. But for now, we're referring to the one with CD. So, just a quick brief for PC side. We can get games for cheaper on PC, and we can use a PC to do anything, but a game console, as the name suggests, we can use it just for gaming. This is the basic outline that we'll
and
follow.
Content consumption.
Yes.
So, yes, that's the basics of it. So, let me start with PS5. They renewed the controller so much you can't even understand it's a PlayStation exclusive. They literally defined it again. I think, in my opinion, the Xbox last gen Xbox controller was better than the PlayStation 4 controller, and I used it. But this year, the PlayStation 5 controller is really good. So, they have improved haptics, and they have improved triggers, which Xbox doesn't. Xbox just
feel the gunshots, small tweaks. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you can.
Wow. Xbox is like a bit on the traditional side, other than specs. Like, its design isn't PlayStation 5 has a new enclosure for those who haven't seen it. It looks like an alien spaceship with like blue LEDs and stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit.
And Xbox is still in a traditional form, like a cubic or maybe it's a basic shape, so nothing special about it. Its controller is also...
That's not a bad thing, though.
It's not a bad thing, though. Yes, it definitely isn't. We'll talk about why. But let's just go over every note that we had taken. Yeah.
So, the PlayStation 5 controller is newer and better. Xbox just tweaked some things and left it there. I don't mean it's bad, but while they are the same price, I think PlayStation 5 controller is much better for its price. So let's talk about the controller. They renewed the design. It's black and white compared to the last gen's one color. Now it has, I think, a better D-pad and better triggers and better haptics. It's a game changer for Sony.
Okay,
So
so
the
and
Xbox
on the Xbox
controller,
side.
yeah, I was going to talk about it. So the controller is pretty much the same, but with USB-C, which was a big complaint from the users. Personally, I hate micro USB.
It
USB-C is way
breaks.
better.
It
But
easily
not
breaks
enough to
off.
make a change. Like, if you have
Yes.
an Xbox One controller, don't change it if it's not broken or something.
Yeah, it's like nothing that would make you upgrade to a newer version or like prefer it. It's just like a simple tweak.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay,
And
here
we should
is our
note that
next note. Okay, go
you
ahead
can
and then.
use PlayStation 4 controllers with PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 5 controllers. I think with PS4, but I'm not too sure about that. And play Xbox One controllers with Xbox Series X and Xbox Series X controllers with Xbox One. So confusing names from Xbox. Their
Yes,
naming scheme is
so
all over the place.
I think we can go to our next headline. It's games. There are
Yeah.
a few things on the PlayStation side, Xbox side, and this is where the PC comes in. Because
So,
we can also start
we are
comparing the
going to
PC.
transition to PC in a bit, just in a bit. So, let's talk about PlayStation 5 and Xbox special games. PlayStation 5 has some really good exclusives like Last of Us and God of War. They are really selling points for them. However, the Xbox has no exclusives. All of their games are on PC. You should note this. If you want good single player games, you should go with the PlayStation 5. However, Xbox returns from that lose in a moment. So, let's talk about the Xbox Game Pass. It's such a game changer because the games are very expensive these days, like $80 for a AAA game. Unacceptable for me. Especially because I'm coming from the PC side. Xbox Game Pass allows you to pay like $5 or $10 United States dollars, but
It's
prices can
$10.
change from the region. Oh, okay. And gives you access to a nearly unlimited library. Like there are 150, 200 games in there, and games are really good there. Like there are really bangers in there, and you could stay 24/7 strapped to your couch playing games with that. That's a big selling point for the Xbox side.
So do we not have like an online subscription service for PS5? Is it just CDs? Or like do we have to buy the games
They are
individually?
developing something like it, but it's not even near to Xbox Game Pass. Xbox Game Pass is
So
way more superior. Like
this is
it has Fallout games, Dead by Daylight, a lot of multiplayer games. It also gives you the online subscription, online server playing subscription thing that PlayStation has named as PlayStation Plus and Xbox named as Xbox Live Gold. It also includes that on the $10 fee inside it.
wow. So PlayStation 5 has no CD-ROM drive, so we can't run. We can't at least has a version with no CD drive. So for that, are we going to buy the games individually, or are we limited to like the kinda clone service for the Xbox Game Pass?
Oh, it's a bit of an interesting topic because it has the same reason. The games are really expensive, and I think you should avoid the non-CD drive version. Because if you have the CD drive, you can trade games, trade CDs of games with your friends or someone else on the internet. There are apps and sites for it, just for trading games. You can do that and save a lot of money in the long run.
Well, the price
It's.
difference is like $100, so
Yeah.
it would give you another I think you can get a game, one more game, and then it would be the same price
Like I
of
said,
a PlayStation 5 with
giving the
CD-ROM.
$100 firstly, giving the $100 firstly makes you save a lot in the long run. Especially think about it, like Xbox One normal edition released in 2013 or something. Like imagine you buy this console in 2020 right now and keep it for 7 years. Like, you will buy at least 10 games, right?
Well,
And imagine
maybe
saving
more.
$20 on every of them. 20, 20, 20, 20, $200. You save $200. You pay
It's a good
$100
deal.
extra and $200 in the long run save. Yeah, for sure. And 10 games is really
A good number.
not a lot. Yeah, not a big number.
That's like a
So, let's say
good
if
number
you
for a deal
bought
that big.
30 games.
It would make a massive
Yeah.
difference.
It's a big difference, I think, and you should avoid the digital version.
Okay, so we can now have the PC side. I don't think
Yes, my
there are
favorite
CD
side.
games left for PC, sadly, no.
Yeah,
And
they're
I
pretty
don't think
much
we
dead.
need,
Yeah, we
because
don't need
you can
either.
sell games second hand digitally on PC as well.
Yeah. So,
So it's a great thing.
PC is a big topic.
And yep, it's now my
I
turn to
think you should
speak.
help me in this topic.
Yes.
It's really wide. So, let's start
Let me
with
start.
freedom. Oh, okay.
Because
You go on.
you got the old console thing now as like the PC lover. I think I should go with the PC side.
Thank you.
For PC has a freedom initially. That's the biggest thing. You can do anything that's
You
not
can do
related
anything,
with games
basically.
or
Like.
like media. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Oh, a gaming
And you can
PC can do
get a better
everything you want.
performance than a console if you pay more. But at the price of a console,
We'll
it's, I
talk about the
think.
price in a bit. J don't
Yeah,
talk
I
about
think
it
we
yet.
can. Yeah. So games are cheaper, definitely. This is one fact. And many subscription services are available for the PC as well.
But you don't need any subscription for online play or buying
No.
games and stuff.
I think like the
Though you can.
most
You can pay
known
for
on
Xbox
PC
Game
is
Pass
Steam,
for
right?
PC.
Yeah, but like I think Steam is the best thing on PC, like best place you can get games.
Yeah.
And it allows
It's the
you
best
to sell it
downloader.
second-hand and etc. So it's great. You can also you don't need to also pay for online playing. And the best thing with digital purchasing, like digitally purchasing a game, is you don't have to wait for like you don't if you want to buy a CD, you need to somehow get it physically, and that would need you time. But on PC, the great thing is you can just pay, and then it will instantly start downloading. That's the great thing.
Yeah, for example, like if you wanted to buy a CD, you would need to go to a store, buy it, pay it, go to back
Or
home.
maybe
But
online.
on,
Like it,
yeah,
you might
and
need this
wait for the
wait
cargo
speed.
shipment. Yeah, but on PC, if you buy digitally, actually, this is applicant on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X as well. If you buy it digitally, it's bam, on your hands. Pretty easy, like two clicks and boom, you have the game.
But it's
No
expensive
wait,
on
no.
consoles.
Yeah, this is where the PC shines. PC
Exactly.
also has Xbox Game Pass. Plus, if you had an Xbox, or if you already have an Xbox and a PC, you can transform games from Xbox to PC. Like, if you had Forza Horizon 4 on your Xbox and want to play on PC, you can do that. And vice versa, basically. But
So,
I wouldn't recommend buying an Xbox and a PC. We'll come to that later. So let's talk about
free
sizes.
throws. Okay,
Sizes
just go
and
with the
preferences.
sizes.
So PCs are really wide topic. Like, you can buy very small PC, even
Or
smaller than
even
the
a laptop.
Xbox. Or you could buy a PC case like the size of a table.
That's
Like,
possible as
you are
well.
pretty much free to do anything you want. Or
Because
you
like
could
bigger
buy
PC doesn't mean
a
better
weak
performance.
PC or a godlike PC that can do anything and create artificial intelligence and feed it. You can do that as well. You have the freedom. You can do anything you want
And
if you
another point
meet
on
the
freedom
certain
before we go to
specification.
different points. On PC, you can use any
The
peripheral. You can
peripheral
get a
side.
get yes, you can use your keyboard and mouse, which I prefer in some cases. And you can also get like a game controller. Xbox controllers are the best to be used for PC. A bit more than
Yeah, they are
PS5
more
controllers
optimized.
are. Yeah, I don't think they're they work.
They
I don't
work,
think they
but
work.
like,
Do
for
they?
example, if you want haptics, like the vibrations and stuff, they don't work not well, at least. Like,
Yeah,
they are
they don't
not
work to their
optimized
fullest.
well. Yeah, if you connect an Xbox controller, it will work way better than the PlayStation 5. So, actually, you can use the ones that are called HOTAS, like the plane simulation thing, and the steering wheel and pedals. I actually have pedals in my gaming setup. So you can use anything you want, basically, any peripheral you want.
But of course, PlayStation 5 has its VR goggles and some more controllers, but
Oh,
it's not
Xbox.
as flexible as PC. I am not sure
Yeah.
if Xbox has one, but you know, the
Good
flexibility
thing you
of
said it.
computer is
Xbox
more.
doesn't have any virtual reality.
VR.
VR, basically. Xbox doesn't have any. PC has more than the PlayStation, and it's better. Way better than the PlayStation. Just saying. Don't buy the PlayStation VR headset, please. Please, no.
You can get
It's bad.
like the what was it? Oculus Quest is
At least
pretty
the last
amazing.
generation one was bad. I don't know the
I think
new
like Oculus
generation
Quest is the
one.
best for VR. I have no idea if you had seen it before, but it's
Yes,
pretty
it's
amazing.
also standalone, but we are not going to talk about
Yes,
it yet.
I think we can make it another episode. It's a good idea. Okay, now it's I think time for price. Let me check my notes. Yeah, it seems like there's nothing other than this price. Let's go with price. So computers are
Oh,
ex more
we
expensive.
have mo one more thing actually.
A
So,
PlayStation 5 is bulkier, yes. That was the
there
point.
is one con to the PC side. And the big con, in my opinion. They are harder to maintain. Like, if you wanted to keep your PC up to date, you would need to use like two softwares. Like, you would first need to update your motherboard, like your PC's heart, basically, let's say. You would need to update that. You would need to update your games on different launchers because not everything is on Steam. Some things are on Epic Games Store and some things are on Origin. So
Okay, well,
you would need
that
to
part of the
update your
motherboard.
games
Okay,
one by
let's fix
one.
that confusion. So, we need to fix that. What we mean is, like, you need to first upgrade your Windows, the OS, and then the games individually. Whereas on game consoles, you can just go make it go and update. You might need to update it separately as well, but like it's not as hard as its own computers because
Yeah.
game consoles have like a pretty basic interface and not much. So it's
It's
not
easier
that.
to navigate through a Xbox interface or a PlayStation interface.
Yes,
That's the big
definitely.
point. So now we can talk about the prices.
Yes.
Pretty
So
big topic.
here's a quick point. We have discussed this before the recording. You can't get anywhere close to a PlayStation 5 on its price on the PC side. That's like a real fact. And to get close to it, you need at least twice or maybe more than twice. So
Why it's more, way more than twice, like thrice, I think. But it will improve from the
definitely.
following years, by the following years, yeah. So.
And the thing is, one more thing, PlayStation 5 and Xbox have a great they have a great advantage over PC. Since they all have the same hardware, the exact same processor and the same GPU, they have better optimization. So
That's
if
ultra optimized.
yes. So even if they don't have better graphics than some computers, you might still be able to get better performance. And yes, some
But
computers.
if you want, you can match or even beat that optimization by yourself, tweaking every setting like DLSS and anti-aliasing and setting by yourself. You can do that on a console because they set everything for you specifically, but you can set your own things on your PC if you want. You can do
And like the
that
frame
and
rate
even
standard
beat
on
that
computers is
optimization.
higher as well. Like stand on consoles, you don't expect that many for that great of a number, that great of a frame rate. Whereas you would expect like at least 60 or 120 on a computer for any game. But it's not that much on a console because you know it's just going to be on the TV and it's a big screen. So you just I think that's why people don't really care about the FPS rate on the consoles.
Oh, let's talk about the prices. Xbox Series X $500, PlayStation 5 $500. They are the same price. Digital version, like we said, $400, but it's not worth it. Don't buy it. Let's talk about the PC. PC prices can change because you can change anything. You can change your GPU, you can change your CPU, you can change anything you see inside your case. Even the
Exactly.
case.
It was funny.
So, to match the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X specs, you would need to spend around $1,200, $1,300, around
It's,
that.
I think that would be about what
Right.
they are worth. But you would
It's
get a lot
doubled the
better
price.
performance.
It's even more than double the price. But keep in mind,
Wait.
you also get a PC. Not just a game console that will sit in your living room. You can do anything with it. You can stream. You can do homework. You can do like artificial intelligence and cool stuff like that. You can do
Machine
video
learning,
editing. You can
programming.
Machine learning. You can do voice recording like we do right now. I'm on a PC right now. You can do this as well. So if
So
you wanted
I
a
think that's
PC,
it more
you would need
like
to think about these and for console as well. You would need to think about these we stated. So, what do you
I
think?
think
And I'll state my opinions in a minute.
well
What do
I
you think?
wouldn't prefer a game console because like I wouldn't buy something solely for gaming and we said an equal PC would cost like $1,300, but the thing is, it would have way better performances just to run the same games. We need that much to like get after a barrier, then the road is completely open and you can go and upgrade it in the following years. But
Yeah,
unless
definitely.
PlayStation is released, your PlayStation 5 can handle it for like more than 4 years or something. It wouldn't be as cool as it's now, and you'd be dependent on Sony to release a new console, and you'd need to maybe buy your games again. I don't think it's really the best idea, but there is also a point where you would use a game console. For example, if you'd like to have, you can't play with your friends on your computer. It's silly. You
You
can
can,
connect it to the to
actually.
your TV and then get to
Yeah,
game control.
it's
It's
not very logical.
yes, like playing with family
By
and
the way, just a disclaimer, by friends meaning like couch playing, like a friend next to you playing on the
yes.
same screen, just mentioning it.
Yeah. If
So,
that on the same
in
screen,
my
like next to you
opinion,
physically together.
yeah. In my opinion, if you are to buy a console, I would suggest Xbox. However, if you had a PC and want a console for your living room as well, I would suggest buying a PlayStation 5. Why? Because PC already has every game Xbox has.
Maybe some exceptions, but mostly yes.
Small exceptions. Like one game or two games.
Of course, you need to check if these games are real, like specifically the games that you had wanted to play. But I don't think it would, you'd mostly have the game, so
Yeah,
I
if you have a
think.
PC, buy a PlayStation 5. That's the deal.
Yeah.
But also, before you buy a PlayStation 5, just saying, prepare your space for it because it's really big. Like, it's as big as a middle tower PC, like a middle
Is it
sized
that big?
PC. It's not that big, but it's like an ITX, micro ATX PC. What that means is like, it's like
The middle
just
tier
about 20
size.
meters. Not everyone will understand that, but it's above
It's
20
like
liters. Just
a laptop turned vertically.
way bigger
That's
than that.
like,
Like
is
four
it?
laptops stacked and turned
No, I'm
vertically.
not talking about thickness like the size. It's about that size, yes. But you can put it
Yeah,
horizontally
four
or vertically, it
laptops.
doesn't matter.
Four 17-inch laptops. Think about it. Four 17-inch laptops stacked
It's
and
huge.
turned vertically. Yeah, it's huge. Xbox is a bit smaller.
And there
So
was like a
that's it,
smaller
I
version of it
think.
as well.
Thank you
Yes.
for joining us on the Plus Podcast. I think you should do the ending. Eat.
Yep. Thanks for watching this episode of the Plus Podcast. Thanks to Alper for joining me. See you on the next episode of the Plus Podcast. Bye.